All right, it's 9:02 p.m. I forgot to I didn't forget. I was at Jacqueline's house, and you can't record a podcast in that house because if someone's going to hear me, and I don't feel like explaining the show to anybody. And so, like, yesterday, I had, like, a couple of minutes in my parents' bedroom where I could quickly record. Now I got to go to a show. I got to go to Caroline's. If you hear this right as it's posted, go to Caroline's. Maybe you can get there. If you live where I live, you could probably get there in time, but you don't, because I would think you would stop me in the neighborhood and say, hey, I listened to your show. But this is going to be a quick one, whatever. It's still Christmas. It's Christmas until New Year's, really, because the holidays, nobody's working. If you're working, you're not working. So I'm not working, really, but I'm working. This is me showing up and not working, which was always my favorite thing to do. That is my cat Mabel getting into an empty bag of Shake Shack that she smells the burgers that were once there, and trying to see if there's anything for her. She likes to eat. Who can blame her? I don't know if there's any news. I'll look at the news, I guess. I don't know what to do. It's Boxing Day. If you're Canadian. Is it Canadian or it's English? Something like that. The Canadians, they do British stuff for some reason. FBI director confirms Trump pressured Comey for loyalty before firing him. Ooh, that sounds like it could be obstruction of justice. Who's to say? Let's not even talk about that. All this stuff is all... because I'm in politics, I'm not in news. It's all Trump. Snow emergency declared in Erie, 53 inches in the past 48 hours. Holy shit, Erie, Pennsylvania. Watch out. Stay home. 53 fucking inches. I could never live in a place where they got that much snow. It seems crazy. There's people aren't supposed to be there. Get out of Erie. Oh, I got an email from Ruby saying that she's house sitting and catching up on the show. So thanks for listening again. Let's see. China halts oil product exports to North Korea in November as sanctions bite. So I guess all the listeners in North Korea, stock up on oil. You're not allowed to get the internet there, but somebody might be getting these episodes smuggled into North Korea. Yeah, that's got to be confusing to live in North Korea. And you're like, why doesn't everybody love Kim Jong-un? He's the best. There's statues everywhere. He's the supreme leader. What's everybody got against the supreme leader? It's everybody I know loves the guy. Except this one fellow at work. He keeps saying, I don't know about this Kim Jong-un. I stay away from him. They don't even realize that he's crazy. I don't know what the joke is there. There's not a joke. It was just me imagining what I would be like. Because what if I'm in North Korea? I'm not on board. I'm not going to the parade. What else you got to do but go to the parade? He's the only celebrity you got. I don't know. Maybe they have their version of Jeff Dunham. You know, maybe they have the funniest, most famous comedian in the world, Jeff Dunham. He's got the puppets. Maybe they have that guy in North Korea. They don't let him out, so we don't know about him. Maybe they have their own Netflix. Who knows? But Kim Jong-un, that's the biggest celebrity you got. If you are hosting The Tonight Show, if you're the Jay Leno of North Korea, you want Kim Jong-un on the show. Everybody's tuning in. So I would imagine if I was there, I'd be on board. That's all I'm saying. This is an odd episode, but I'm going to end it. because I got to go do this show. It's only 5 minutes. What the fuck? For the rest of this, tomorrow we'll start back up like regular with 10 minutes. You really need another 5 minutes of this? I don't think so. All right, that's it. I got to go. I'm going to upload this and then go to Caroline's. See you tomorrow. We love you.